Hey there, this is Lisa Adkins, and this is the 5 in 5. 5 minutes a day for 5 days in a row. It's bite-sized goodness for thriving in the modern world of work. This is a special 5 in 5 podcast episode on leading amid chaos, or as I like to say, amid disruption and messiness. Whew! Boy, did we cover a lot of terrain in the Leadership Amid Chaos interview, and I want more time to dive in with you. But first, thanks for taking your time to come listen to this special introduction to the 5 in 5. I call the podcast Bite-Sized Goodness for Thriving in the Modern World of Work. Here's what happens. As I go through my work with leaders and their teams, with cross-cutting communities inside of organizations, I see patterns. I see recurring themes. I see things people struggle with. It's sort of a call. And this podcast is my response to that call. Okay, back to leading amid chaos. First of all, it's not really chaos, but I get that it feels like it. I like this further definition of the type of change that we're in from Anil Chima and Ron Gutman. They say it's pervasive, perpetual, and exponential. Every 5 in 5 ends with something actionable, and this special episode is no different. So let me give you a piece that the rest of the listeners will not get. Let's turn our attention to this sense of chaos, disturbance, turbulence, permanent whitewater, whatever it feels like to you. I like those other three terms, pervasive, perpetual, exponential. There is a current of deep unease in our times, and no wonder. Boy, no wonder. There is a deep uncertainty of the things you counted on and whether or not they're going to be there, because we've certainly felt some things falling away. You know, well-laid plans. You know, we used to be able to count on well-laid plans coming true at least some of the time, and now so often well-laid plans become completely impossible. And let's look at it in the face. Suffering, loss, anxiety, these have been our diet for a while now. And yet, we are not lost. There are known ways of working with all of this, but you have to first start by facing it. Gotta feel it to reveal it. So here's your action. It's to consider those three aspects of change in your own work and life. So I'm going to give you three areas to look at, and I hope that you take some time with this. The first one is pervasive. Take a look at your work and life and think about just the last few years. What areas of your work and life have experienced change in the last few years? Not the specific changes necessarily, but just what areas of your life. Pro tip, jot these down and get them on paper so you can look at it. Perpetual. If you were to draw a line graph of the intensity of change over the last few years, what might it look like? You can imagine one of those Richter scale drawings that measure earthquake activity. Where was it mostly quiet? Where was it super active? And what was the intensity? And the third one, exponential. So for this one, allow your mind to become a little bit creative. Think about what the pace of change was like when you were a kid. It was just like what? Now, how about the pace of change when you first came into the working world? What was that like? How about 10 years ago? 5 years ago? How about in the last year? Start to get a sense of how the pace of change has been different in your own lived experience. Once you've taken time to think about these, and especially if you jotted them down and really, really looked, my advice to you is to love yourself up. If you have your head mostly above water most days, that is doing just fine. In fact, it may be an A+. And join me for the rest of this 5 in 5 series for all the practical ways to start making the essential shifts for leading in turbulent times. Did you like this? Well, there's more where that came from. Listen in tomorrow for the next 5 and 5. Your bite-sized goodness for thriving in the modern world of work. And if you think I could help your organization thrive, visit me at lisaadkins.com. But here's the tricky part. You have to know how to spell it. It's LYSSAADKINS.com.